It's important to realize that the Open Communist Party, which offers candidates for public office, is not the real organizational force of the movement. It is merely one of the multitude of surface organizations designed to lead the masses. In some countries, such as France and Italy, where communism is viewed merely as a popular political movement, this may be a major channel of mass influence. But in countries such as West Germany, England, or the United States, where the communist label is not popular, it is through the other surface organizations that the underground seeks control of the masses, while the visible communist apparatus serves as a decoy to lull the electorate into believing that the movement is small and harmless. Manipulation of the public is an important part of communist strategy, but the second and equally important objective is paralysis of the target government. For this to be accomplished, it is necessary for the underground to infiltrate into the government itself.